you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
No, y'all not used to hearing this voice. It's a little new voice here. Who is this? Ah, oh, man, you know what it is.
I ain't in the motherfucking building.
Y'all, what's going on, everybody? Man, just chilling, man. Just chilling, just coming on here to be on this good old goat. No gossip, just talk with my little sis, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah,
we're back in effect.
Absolutely. So, Q has a nice topic for us that we're going to discuss. So, Q, go ahead.
So, well, first, just want to welcome everybody to No Gossip, Just Talk with the great Tanisha Javon and the current member that's not here today, Miss Mitra. And I just want to thank you guys all for listening. And oh man, shoot, I'm dying. Sorry, y'all. Sorry, it's not Corona. I promise, it's not Corona. But anywho, so I just wanted to everybody know we appreciate all the support and the love. But yeah, so I have a very laid back topic. Hopefully it stays laid back. But the first thing is Jussie Smollett. I don't know if you guys know him. He played, his name was Jamal on Empire. And he was the abnormal different son. And so he was on this show called Empire, as you guys know. And he wasn't getting enough, I guess you could say, attention. Had to be, because I mean, he was a recurring character. They were on like their fourth, fifth season, I think. I'll do a fact check on that, but I know it was a lot of seasons. And first he sends a threatening letter to the show to get them to react and make his character more, give him more publicity. Because, you know, oh man, there's a hate crime coming. There's somebody talking about killing a person that is of the that likes the opposite sex, and he's still coming to work, so we're gonna give him more notoriety. But that didn't work. They just looked at the threatening letter and threw it away. Then there was the charade. He said, you know what, it wasn't good enough, so what I'm gonna do is I'm going to call two people that were on the show with me, put together this mugging, and make sure I text message them, make sure they got the money, and make sure that I also text message them and let them know that what their lines for the script is. So fast forward 4 years, 3 years later, he's in court and he's still claiming this wonderful lie of that he was maliciously, vindictively sought out to be assaulted. And the court says, no, we're not believing that. So he's found guilty, right? Now it's time for the sentencing. And he gets a fine and he's getting probation. And then all of a sudden, the judge says, you're getting 6 months in jail. And you would have thought he lost his kidney, he lost his toe, and he lost his breath. And I sat back and I said, wait a minute. There is multiple people in jail serving years and years and years of jail time. This man got 6 months for lying for 4 years, making up a Kukumani story for 4 years. And he wants us to feel a type of way. Now, the reason I brought this topic up today was because I just have one question for all the people that want to riot and fight for Jesse's freedom and want us to free him. Are y'all freaking stupid? Like, are y'all just, I just want to understand, like, the logic. Y'all, so y'all wake up and be like, you know what, man, this is like Emmett Till. How is this like Emmett Till? Emmett Till was wrongfully accused of raping a white woman and was beaten without being able to be recognizable. This man put together a mugging that should have been a script for a TV show that should have been canceled after the pilot episode. And we want to feel sorry for him. So y'all like, oh, free Jesse. Ain't no free Jesse. Throw his ass in jail. Then he got the nerve to say, I'm not suicidal. Like everybody's in the jail waiting to kill Jesse Smollett. Jesse, they're not looking to kill you. They gain nothing.
Well, how do you know? You never know. We could have bad blood with somebody.
Now I'm going to be with the person of devil's advocate. If one of his boos is in jail and he's trying to stay away from them, I get it. But to be honest with you, nobody's even going to be around you in jail because, well, actually, you might get some credit because they'll be like, yo, you took that lie and held that lie and didn't let go. So, Jesse, we are here for you. But I just want people to understand that there's certain things that you do and certain things you have to be like, okay, look, I got caught. I'm just gonna just let everybody know, hey, I did it. I'm cool, mind. I'm going forward. I'm gonna do better. But he never did that. He still to this day says he's innocent. His family says he's innocent. It's like, bro, we're looking at guilty, dead in the face, and we just want him to be released.
Well, go ahead. You know, me playing devil advocate, you know, if he want to say, I just say everybody have their own voice and they have their own opinion about this whole situation. But if the man want to stick with the story and say he's innocent, that's his right to do. I mean, who are we to sit there and tell somebody, oh, you need to say you're wrong? Like,
oh, I'll tell you who I am. I'm the bearer of bad news. And I'm here to tell everybody that's riding with Jesse, y'all are riding for the wrong person. Y'all basically showing y'all will ride for anybody, even if they guilty. Guilty is sin. Like, come on, bro. Like, everybody know he did it. He was found guilty. They're talking about, oh, man, he's already had too much punishment. He inflicted this punishment. He came up with that dumbass story that he didn't know how to cover up. Like, I don't understand how y'all mad at us.
Do we know why he did that, though?
He won't tell nobody. But I know why he did it. He wanted more popularity on that show. He didn't want that show to end.
But what if that's not the case? What if, you know, the reason why I say that, I understand you at the same too, but you do have some people who really have mental issues when it comes to that type of fame and stuff like that. And what if it's not to get publicity? What if something is really mentally wrong with that person?
So you're saying he's mentally unstable.
I'm not.
And that's where this. No, I'm saying, figuratively speaking.
Okay, yes, figuratively speaking.
You're saying that he is mental, and that's where the idea came from.
Well, I mean, I'm not technically saying, because we really don't know, but I'm just saying, like, what if it was?
You're right. So, okay, let's say he was mental, right? I still feel the exact same way, but I would be more inclined to say put him in a mental hospital, but he still deserves the time.
Yeah, I mean, if you do the crime, you deserve to pay the time. But the thing is that all I was saying was, I mean, who are we to sit and tell somebody to feel the way they feel? You know, that's why I was like, if he feels like he's innocent, that is his right to feel that way. Now, whether if it's realistic, you know, that's a whole different story. So, I mean, technically he might be guilty, but who are we to say that he should be this way? Because technically, if he felt like he should be this way, he will be doing it, but apparently something ain't clicking. So
now let me now go a little bit further. So basically what we're saying is, even though he was found guilty, we still need to believe he's innocent. So basically what we're saying is, when somebody lies on another person for physically harming them, and it's found out that they lied, it should still not be the victim who's innocent. It should be the assailant.
I definitely didn't say that.
That's kind of what it sounds like you said.
No, nope, like, it did not. You put words in my mouth and I ain't say such a thing.
Okay.
I was saying if a person wants to feel a certain kind of way, is how can we tell a person that they should feel a certain different kind of way?
Because they're not the victim.
But no, hear me. I get where you're coming from. I'm not saying that the man is right. I'm not saying that. But if you feel a certain kind of way, who am I to tell you you're wrong because those are your feelings?
Oh, because you're saying it's a feeling. Got you.
Correct. So, but am I saying he's wrong? Am I saying he's right? I'm not saying either, because I really don't know. I wasn't there. But I'm just saying, like, if he want to claim he's innocent, that's his right. But, I mean, that technically doesn't mean, you know, he right. But at the same time, you know, he has a right to feel the way he feel.
That actually makes sense now. But I'm going to say this, whether it's a feeling, an action, an adverb, or a pronoun, when Megan Thee Stallion is found out that she lied on that black man, I want her to serve time for lying on this black man, saying that he shot your foot where there's no broken bone.
If she lied.
There's no fact, huh?
We don't know that she lied.
That's why I said, if the case comes out that she lied, which it's going to, because they're already showing the evidence, and we find out that he didn't shoot her, I want them to give the same energy they would have gave to him, to her.
So how would they find evidence when they don't even have any?
Because the thing is, there was no gunshot residue on his hand. When you shoot a gun, if anybody's ever shot a gun,
it may not have been at that time, but who's to say that there never was?
Okay, so let me explain to you guys gunshot residue. Gunshot residue is not something you can wash off. Gunshot residue, after you shoot somebody, it stays on for a day or two, because sometimes you can't even see it, because you can't see it with the naked eye. And they ran a ton of tests and they did not find any gunshot residue on Tory.
He was tested right then and there. He could have been tested 2 days later.
No, he was tested that night, because when they took him to the hospital, they tested his hands.
And then at the same time, people have lawyers that can paint up a picture beautifully and they still get away with it. Remember, court of law is not what you can prove, but it's how you can prove it.
You're right about that. So when we find out, that's all I'm saying, when we find out that he didn't do it, is Megan Thee Stallion going to serve time?
I mean,
for lying on that man character.
I mean, I don't know her like that, but why would she lie about someone shooting her?
Because she got mad because he was cheating on her with her friend.
But why would she lie about that, because he was cheating on her?
We really don't know.
How petty.
because she didn't see nobody shoot, but it sure wasn't Tori. First, her story was, I got shot. Second was, somebody shot me. Third was, he did it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we never know. You know, I always try to play the fence when it comes to these, and the only reason why is because we weren't there. We, to be honest with you, we're still going off hearsay because...
Correct. And it's currently in trial. I'm just saying, the same way they came at Tory, if it's found out he's not guilty, I want them to act the same dog monkey when it's her on the chopper block. I don't want them to be like, oh, well, it was an accident, or, oh, well, she just didn't know who she was choosing. Nah, hell nah. Put her right there and let it rip.
But it's almost like being somewhere at the wrong time. It's like you're in a crowd. Like, prime example. I was going to give that example, but I'm going to give a different one. So I knew someone. He was taking someone to the store.
Mm-hmm.
But the store decided to rob the store.
Mm.
And he got pulled over. He was innocent. All he was doing was giving a ride. But at the same time, the person at the store, the people that work at the store don't know that this person is innocent. They're thinking that's the driveaway car. So I said all this to say, everybody is here. There was a gun there. Who's to say Megan decided to just blame this guy? He could have been near the gun and she probably thought he did it, you know? So it's like, why was she just, of all those people that were around, why was she only targeting him? And she don't even talk to the rest of them anymore.
And we would love to know why. And we're going to stay close to this case. But I just want everyone to mark my word that he's innocent. So the next thing I wanted to bring up was fine and normal etiquette. Do you know what that is, sis?
No. What is it?
So there's an etiquette that people should follow depending on how they look. I know y'all are like, oh, man, this nigga's cliche, or this nigga's, what's the word?
Trifling.
What is it?
Trifling.
What's it called? No, not trifling. Because when you judge somebody by their looks, you're
trifling.
Not what it is. What is the word? Damn it! What's the word? It ain't trifling.
Judgmental.
There you go. That's really judgmental. It's something else too, but we'll go with judgmental. So okay, I was thinking about this while I was in the airport, y'all. And let me just say this: I'm a man, right? I love my woman because I'm a heterosexual male, right? And I feel like if you are a pretty woman, you are allowed to keep your phone in your back pocket, smell extremely good, and also have a sexy walk, right? Mm-hmm. The last thing I want to do is see you put that nice phone in your back pocket and you walk around with that strutting, then I see you and I almost pass out because I feel like Medusa. Y'all just turn me into stone.
Oh my gosh.
I can't see. I'm blind. I can't see. But no, for real. Like, I feel like people have to know. Because this is the thing. The way it's an etiquette is, if I don't see your face and I'm behind you, I need something that tells me you're pretty or you're just okay. Nobody wants to just be okay, man. Just saying.
But Oakland people need love too.
I mean, I'm not saying y'all don't get no love. I'm just saying etiquette while you're out. Case in point, if you have no booty, don't wear booty hugger jeans. Don't do it. Because what are you shimmying? What are you shaking? And to be honest with you, if you ain't got no booty, don't even wear heels. Like, you waste the time.
Why can't somebody wear that for them to feel good within themselves? Why they gotta wear it for someone to feel like it's accepted by them? Why can't they just wear what they want to wear?
Why can't they just wear some clothes that make us know what size they really are?
But people wear certain things for themselves to make themselves feel good. They may not necessarily wear
that
to make you approach them. Wouldn't that be for all the wrong reasons?
Not necessarily. But I think this goes back to, this is before you're having a conversation. I know you have a cool personality. And if you have no looks but a good personality that makes you pretty. Mm-hmm. But just imagine somebody that you don't know how they look. You think they look good and they don't. And they don't have a personality. It's like a double whammy, double homicide.
So have you ever been around someone where they look so good in the dark and then as soon as they turn the light on, it be like, what?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that multiple times in a club before. And I'm going to tell you what I used to do. I used to wear shades all the time in the club when I was younger, the military. And I used to walk around. And I would be like, man, that girl kind of cute. Then I get closer. And it's really dark. So I would always like lean my lenses down. And one time, I promise you, I broke my shades trying to push them back up. I said, oh, they got me. Because she had on black too. Oh, man, it was all bad. All bad. She had on black. I had the black shades on. It was just horrible. But I think that people probably would say, well, that's kind of being judgmental. And it is. I'm not saying it isn't, but I'm saying, well, I say it like this. We appreciate when women follow the etiquette of their look grade. How about that? Is that a little better?
Think as an etiquette look great. But
etiquette look great. So, in other words, if you're fine, don't wear no saggy clothes.
Well,
wear
what
nice,
a person
fitted
feel
clothes.
Comfortable in saggy clothes. Maybe they don't. Maybe
that's not fine.
Maybe they wear saggy clothes because it prevents perverts from.
See, this is the thing.
All the time.
What y'all have to understand this is. If you're pretty and you're sexy, you're going to get perverts. It comes with your territory. Just know how to deal with perverts. That's the thing. Don't shortchange me or don't make me suffer because of the perverts. Please don't, because it's not my fault that there's pervert. I am not a pervert. So it's like I'm going to appreciate what you're bringing, but don't take it away from us other brothers that treat y'all good. Because that's what happens. It's like, oh, I'm wearing this because I'm so tired of Ernest talking to me. Like, nobody cares about Ernest. I want to say hello to you. I want to say, oh, man, you look nice in that. I don't want to look at you and be like, man, is it laundry day again? Damn. I'm just saying. I understand. I know how y'all judging me right now. Y'all are all in cahoots. Y'all judging me. It's cool. So I'm going to leave y'all with this last topic question. And it'll probably be another cliche judgmental question, but I don't care. So this is the thing. It's not that one either. Okay. So this is what I wanted to say, right? When you think of a relationship, right, and you think of the first impression, okay, are you going to remember the first impression of a person that made you laugh or a person that had ashy back ankles? Or are you going to remember a person that kind of had a good story to entertain you? Or are you going to remember the chip nails with the feet they drug on the ground? Or are you going to remember the person that didn't have any conversation but had that sexy French manicure or that fly fresh pair or that sexify smile curling their hair? What I'm getting at is this. It's easier for us to get lost in the imperfections if you don't make the picture as pretty as possible in the beginning. That's all. Y'all could take it or leave it.
Well, you know, I think it's possible to remember all of them, the good and the bad.
And you're definitely going to remember the bad.
Yeah, but you'll remember the good too. If someone leaves a great impression, that is something death worth to remembering.
But them back of the hills being ashy going to make you forget.
Well, eventually, you know, the good always outweigh the bad. So if someone leaves a good impression, mm-hmm. you ain't going to worry about the person with the ashy heels because he's going to be long forgotten. You're going to start remembering the person that made a great impression because it's like, ooh, now curiosity kills the cat.
So you, sis, if a guy gave you a great conversation, but he had dirty hands and fingernails and ashy knuckles, you would look past that because the conversation was so good.
There you go.
Oh, where's the knuckle? Here we go again. It's a little bit changed now. I said,
you know, I was thinking, like, when you was calling those out, I was thinking, like, you know, it could be like, or you have a great conversation with someone, or would you remember the person with the ashy ankles? And I'm like, you know, we would remember them all, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if a guy is a great guy, great conversation, listen, hygiene is very important. Correct. If you have dirty fingernails.
Correct. Dirty, so you agree with me then? That's what you're saying.
I ain't saying all that.
Oh, no, you just said that. See what happened, y'all?
I was saying that it is possible to remember all of
them. So basically what you're saying is you're judgmental too. That is so good that you said that. It's so cool that you say that. Oh, man, that was really cool that you took that time to be like that. Man, I appreciate it. For real. I mean it the long way.
That's funny.
Oh, man, that's all I got.
So, however, hygiene is not a judgmental thing if that's something that I see.
Wait a minute. If you ain't the kettle calling the pot black, I can judge off a look, but you can judge off a
Wait a minute. Hygiene has nothing to do with the kettle. I am calling that a...
That's judgmental.
No, it's not. That is calling it like it is.
Do y'all realize that?
Somebody come to me with that breath and I tell him that his breath stink. That is not being judgmental.
Have you told somebody that?
Calling it like it is.
And have you told somebody that? Have you actually told somebody that?
What? That their breath stink?
Yeah.
Nah.
I've never known how to tactfully tell somebody that.
You will politely just offer them gum.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I wish we had these masks back in the day before we had Corona, because what I would do is while they were talking to me, I would have brought out that mask and put it on.
That's funny. So what I would do, people who breath isn't, you know, fresh, I would pull out a piece of gum. I'll put a piece of gum in my mouth and I'd be like, hey, here, would you like a piece of gum?
That's why every time I offer them gum, they're like, what you trying to say, my breath stank? Nah, man, I'm just trying
to... Now, if their breath do stink and they say, what you trying to say, your breath stink, then that's my door to walk into. I could be like,
yeah. Well, I don't understand is how people don't know that their breath stink. Like, you know your
breath stink. Some people really don't. Some people could be immune to smell.
Let me tell you something. With the mask, the people knew who breath stink because they said some people almost died in their own.
But some people are immune to that. And just some people are immune to that. To be honest with you, they're immune to it. So they can't.
You're
tell
immune to it. Bounces back into your face. Listen, I had this one guy training. Man, I don't know if I ever told you this. We're partnered up in trainer, looking at this computer, right? And I'm talking first, so I don't hear him talking. So we switch after our first break. And I'm telling y'all, I never knew the amount of ricochet that could be from your breath to a computer screen to you. Listen, that dude was talking. And it was hitting so hard on that screen and then bouncing back at me going 20 miles an hour. I was like, oh God. He kept asking me questions, but this is a crazy thing. He never looked at me. Because if he would have looked at me, I would have got up each time. But it was every bounce back. Like, I was like, I was so happy when a customer would talk. I'd be like, please keep talking. But I never told him. But I was like, bruh, my eyes was like watery. My nose, I wish it was stopped up that day. It was just bad. Like, bad breath should be illegal and y'all should have to pay extra taxes and a fine. Just sad. Oh, well, I had fun.
Oh my gosh, me too.
My goodness. Well,
our business. So we will definitely continue. Do you have any takeaways, Q?
I do want to tell everybody, Tanisha Javon has her part three of If I Only Had a Home coming to you real soon. Just finished. So proud of my little sister.
Thank you.
But really is my big sister. But yeah. And I don't know if you guys know or not, but there's this actor named Quasheem D. Herring. He actually has a film out right now on Dame Dash Studios on Fox Soul TV called Black Money, where he plays Ace. You get a chance, go and check out that young gentleman, man. He's such a king. And there's also a lady named Mitra. She actually has a show on No Gossip, Just Talk, where she does a little bit of talking. Y'all check that out as well. And yeah,
a wrap, folks.
So we thank all y'all for tuning in. I hope y'all happy to hear the brother and sister back. I know y'all probably are saying, man, you were so calm today. You were so zen today. I really was. But I want y'all to do not get used to this. Do not. Because next week, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for everybody. So just prepare yourselves. And the one big takeaway is this. If you put together a lie, please don't type it so that they can figure out it's a lie. And if you're going to go to any banks and withdraw any money over $1,000, please don't have hats, shades, or masks on. That's all I got.
All right.
Oh, and don't write messages on the back of your withdrawal slip to a teller because they might think you're trying to rob the damn bank.
Okay. Well, definitely this.
Talk about racial profiling. There ain't no racial profile. I would have thought you was robbing the bank too. Write a message on the back of the paper to my... Hey, man, I need you to go on ahead and give me that $12,000, man. Kind of behind the counter, man, but don't show nobody. And then give it to me and be discreet. No? What the hell? This sounds like set it off. What is the procedure when you have a gun to your head? What's the procedure when you get a note? Because what I was told is when you have a procedure from a note, you just give them the money, you know? So... That lady said, you ain't taking me or my baby today. You ain't taking me.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. And if y'all heard a little Memphis in me, just understand, get ready for this role coming up real soon. Man, out here in Memphis, shout out to Kendrick Watson, man. We're doing big things, trying to get this whole thing off the ground. The movie's called Collusion, and it's coming soon. And, yeah, that's all I got.
Ew. And that's our wrap.
And we back, baby. It's King Shane and the wonderful Tanisha Javon. So it's God's work, our hands. It's two words, checkmate. And you're listening to No Gossip, Just Talk with the segment of the brother and sister connection. And we out.
We out.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read Volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home. Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak. That is TENISHAP with a double E .com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.